no runs on the mud tonight. I got me Parker, looking for the crew, any muds will do. I got me Parker, crunch feeling you got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker, the kids are all right, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now a punk song. Whoa, I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me neck. I only bought one because we made it. Supposed to be fashion, I want to be mad. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once I never could have hoped to win, you're stopping down the road, leaving me again. Made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without.
Of a rhythm that I wanna be. Come on, flowing, glow with electric eyes. You dip to to the die, baby, you'll realize. Baby, you'll see the fuck inside of me. Baby, you'll see that rhythm is a key. Get witty, witty, can't think pretty, pretty. Stomp on the street when I hear a funk beat. You play a pop, pop, follow her to shoot. Baby, just sing about the groove.
Sing it.
The groove is in the heart. The groove is in the heart.
Y'all are crazy, man.
We are crazy.
We are.
Have you ever seen videos of silent discos?
Yeah.
Where people are like, they got headphones on and they're just like rocking out, but it's silent.
Yeah.
I bet that's what this just looked like.
Yeah.
Daniel and I were having our own silent disco to Groove Is in the Heart.
Yes.
We were dancing.
We were.
How can you not dance?
It's an awesome song.
It's a delight. Oh, sorry. Delight.
Delight.
Because there's like three E's.
Yeah.
Delight. I love that song. That song takes me back.
Back to the mid-90s.
Mid-90s, 2000s, when I was a regular at the gay bar. I was. I had a close friend at the time who worked at Happenings. Which was actually was across the street from our apartment on Sherbrooke, which is not there anymore.
Yeah.
But back in the day, that was one of the bar. You had Happenings, you had Geo's, and then you had, well, I don't think it was called Fame. I don't remember. I just remember Happening and Geo's. Those were the two bars that you went to. And I was the straight girl at the gay bar. But I loved going because there was no pressure.
Yeah.
My friends were there. I had a lot of friends in the LGBT. Coming from high school, I've had a lot of friends in that community. I'm a huge supporter and ally.
Yeah.
I don't understand all the
All the negatively and the hoopla and the
right?
bull crap, you know, just.
I got to tell you, going to the gay bar, I have never felt more accepted, respected, loved, and welcomed. And I went to a lot of bars in my day. And there were times I go to bars and I felt like people were looking down their nose at me. People didn't think I belonged there. People didn't talk to me. But I'd go to the gay bar and best time ever.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with straight people? There's some... Let's not open that can of worms. But
no.
Punks and Parkers, we're a week late.
Yeah, but this is Pride Month.
This is our Pride. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's Pride Month.
Yep.
We had our Gay Pride week last week, culminating with a great parade on last Sunday in the sweltering heat.
Oh, yeah.
But you curated.
I curated this playlist that you're listening to tonight.
of stuff I probably heard a lot at the gay bar.
Yep.
But gay anthems or music by LGBTQ plus, I'm missing letters and numbers, but that community. So awesome.
Right?
Yeah. Started off with like...
With like the queen himself.
Yes. Freddie.
Freddie.
In drag.
Yes.
I love Freddie. So good. That video. Like Freddie Mercury was just awesome.
Yep.
Other way around. Well, now everyone knows what's playing next.
No.
My finger touched a stupid thing. It's fine. But anyway, yeah, Freddie Mercury with Queen. Then Sir Elton John, who was married to a woman.
Yep. For a short period
For a short period of time before becoming his true authentic self.
Yep.
Sometimes it takes people, you know, some people know and can be out with it from the get-go. Yeah. Some people, it's a bit of a path, and they come to their realization of their true authentic self in their 40s and their 30s and their 50s.
Yep.
Right? It doesn't, it's not a race. It's not a competition.
No.
But I remember watching, I didn't know a lot about Elton John as a person. I loved his music, but I never dug into it. So when we watched
Rocketman,
thank you. Yeah. I was like, I remember looking at him like, he was married. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Elton John led a very interesting life. Gay superstar.
That's right.
And Delight.
Groove is in the heart.
Delight is, there's footage out there of Delight playing, I think it was Wigfest, which is like a drag, Wigstock. That's what it's called. Not Wigfest. Wigstock in New York. It's amazing to see like early Delight on the stage. Oh, they're so good. And best effective use of a slide whistle in a song ever.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I urge you to find me another example on par with Grooves in the Heart.
No, and it all works, that whole entire song.
It
all
does.
Works.
Oh,
Bootsy Collins, Q-tip, slide whistle. It's all you need for a song
We were driving in the car with Hunter listening to it the other day, and you were like, yeah, Q-tip. And I'm like, that's Q-tip?
Yeah.
I've listened to this song for decades, and I never knew that was Q-tip. I didn't know that was Bootsy Collins. I never clued in until you mentioned it, and then I started listening closer, and I'm like, God damn it, he's right. Thank you for opening my eyes, Daniel.
You're welcome.
So we didn't attend the parade.
No.
It was too hot.
It was too hot, so we just stayed home.
We had other things we had to get done anyway. But Hunter...
Hunter went. Had fun.
And, hung out with his friends and said beyond it being stinking hot, it was great.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. Tons of people showed up, which
was
great
to see. Yeah,
I heard
that this was like the biggest pride event ever
in Winnipeg. Yeah, it was crazy. So great to see. I kind of wish we went, but we'll go next year.
Yeah.
We'll go next year. Just because pride, I'm using events are done in the city doesn't mean your chance to be an ally and show support is done. It's lots of work to still do. So
actually this weekend, I can't remember if it's Saturday or Sunday, Pembina Valley.
Yes.
Morden, they need supporters out there.
Yes. If you are free and you can go. It harkens back, I think it was to Steinbeck a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it was, they wanted to put on a pride parade and there was a lot of pushback from just residents, the city itself, and a huge entourage of people from Winnipeg came and it was fantastic. So we need to do the same.
Yeah, because that's all part of Manitoba's Bible Belt, so it's more conservative people there.
Conservative.
So.
We have our own Bible Belt, believe it or not.
We do.
And so if you are free... Round up your friends. It's what? Hour out of the city?
About that.
Yeah. You know, get some, pop some of this type of music on.
Yep.
Take yourselves down there and...
bring your signs, your flags.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And they need our support. So
they do.
Let's do it. One great song to listen in the car. And I have memories of blasting this song, driving from Winnipeg to Grand Forks to pick up my friend who got stranded there. Booking it to go get her is George Michael, another one whose path to his true authentic self really took a lot of changes and turns. And I love the message in the song. Like as a kid, I loved just the way it sounded. But as I got older and I listened to it, I'm like, he's really like talking about finding his freedom.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I'm so glad you put this on here.
Well, I know it's like a great song.
How could you not? Right.
Right.
Little George Michael with Freedom 90.
Yeah.
well. Posing for another picture. Everybody's got to sell. But when you shake your ass, they know that's fast. Some mistakes were built to last.
Was a little black girl in the Brewster Projects of Detroit, Michigan. At 15, she was spotted by an Ebony Fashion Fair talent scout, and her modeling career took off.
You better work.
It don't matter what you wear, it don't matter what you wear, they're checking out your cell.
I have one thing to say. You better work.
What are you looking at? We'll be right back.
I don't want to say Daniel is holding his pointy Gautier bra.
Yep.
So I don't want to say Madonna's a guilty pleasure, but my God, I love me some like Madonna.
Yeah.
Not like after the American Pie, like all that. Some of it's good. It's not my thing, but like
early Madonna.
Early Madonna to Ray of Light.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I used to listen to the, I had the Immaculate Collection on tape. I wore the tape. I legitimately wore the tape out to the point I had to buy it on CD because I listened to it so much. Oh, it's like the soundtrack to my like coming of age years. But I love me some Madonna.
Yeah, I think I think a lot of girls that was their.
She was like, it was funny. Her and Cyndi Lauper to me, which is weird that I clumped them together, just represented women who did what they want.
Yeah,
like there was something just freedom about the two of them. I mean, a little bit different.
Yeah, you got Madonna with the sex, and you got Cyndi Lauper with the quirky. You
know, yeah, so. And it was like, here are these two women who both providing like a different example of feminine freedom that yeah. I was like, yes. I mean, I definitely associated with Cyndi Lauper more. I'm more of a quirky girl than a yeah. sexy girl. I've always been that way. I'm sexy. Like, don't get me wrong.
You are.
But I'm quirky. Let's be honest. I'm quirky. So, yeah, it just, Madonna holds a special place. And I think you're right.
Yeah.
And I think her embracing of, like, the gay community embracing her
yeah.
probably has a lot to do with that,
yeah.
right? Because she's the queen, man.
Yeah.
I would kill to go see her on this tour that's coming up.
Yeah.
I do not have the money
no.
to afford it. And it kills me because I've often said, like, there are great tours in history. And Madonna's Truth or Dare. If I could go back in time, that's one of the concerts I would go see.
Yeah.
A Truth or Dare show. Like, hands down. I used to watch that documentary, like, over and over because the concert was just amazing. And then RuPaul.
Yeah.
I mean, I love me some RuPaul. Making you fall in love with RuPaul a little bit.
She's amazing.
Right?
She's funny.
Like, drag queen. I'm the queen of drag. But I've always been a fan of Drag Race. To me, that is like the dirty. Like, I love my trash TV, and that is trash TV to me. But the talent.
Yeah.
And the more I watch it, the more I find it's not just talent. There's an insane amount of talent. And there, I mean, I knew this from an early age, but the lessons and the voice that show has given the community from the beginning till now. I mean, Drag Race is huge.
Yeah,
it's huge now. It's given that community such a positive voice. And I mean, kudos RuPaul.
Yeah.
Like, amazing. Lots of work to do, but I think platforms like that, awesome.
So, like, me being a straight guy, which gives me more appreciation for drag queens after watching that, because knowing these
right.
They're not your average, you know.
No.
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 They're tall. They're built.
They're men. Yeah,
they're men.
And they come out looking better than half the women I know. Like, it's
half the women I've met.
Right? It is insane. Even from a woman. Like, I mean, I do my hair. I do my makeup. I don't have to tuck and pad and
yep.
It's just insane. Like I said, the amount of talent those people have blows my mind. Like, that's why I love the show. I started loving it for the trashy aspect, but the messaging and the episodes where these people actually talk about like how difficult it was for them. Like, it always, I'm a crier, we know this. Those episodes get me because I'm like, it's, you know, it's 2023
yeah.
and people are still experiencing this crap.
Yeah.
Garbage. And then of course George Michael.
Yeah.
I love me some RuPaul, some Madonna, and some George Michael. I can't help it. They're all great. But you're right. So this weekend, if you guys are free
yep.
and you can get a car of allies and supporters and people together, go out to Morden.
Yep.
If you just go online and Google, Facebook, anywhere, you'll get information yep. about where, when, and most importantly, why you should go.
Yep.
These small towns are starting to pop up and these communities are starting, the LGBTQ communities are starting to grow and they need
support.
They need support. So if you can,
yep.
take all that good love and gay pride that we saw last weekend.
Bring all those sparkles and sprinkles and glitter and just
glitter the crap out of that city.
Yep.
I want, you know, I often call glitter the herpes of the craft world because it gets everywhere yep. and you can never get rid of it. I want the glitter to never leave Morden.
Yeah.
So cover it.
Yes.
Please.
Anybody got a plane? We'll fly over and we'll just drop a bunch of bagfuls right? of glitter all over Morden.
Well, those planes are out right now fighting forest fires across Canada.
Yeah. New York City, we're very sorry that you are experiencing this apocalyptic
it's
air
funny.
Quality.
I work remotely. Like, my team is in Ottawa and I work here. So I spend a lot of time on calls with people from Ottawa.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are like, how's Winnipeg air quality? I was like, you know what? For the first summer in a while, we are fine.
Yeah, we are pretty good.
We usually get what you guys are getting. Not to the yeah. degree, but we usually get it. So I'm...
Yeah, I think about five years ago, we got it bad.
Yeah, I was going to say like 4 or 5 years ago, it was like it is now over there. So do what you can. Yeah. I was reading a funny article that... So Dyson came out with this air purifier thing that you wear.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this thing?
Yeah.
And people were mocking it, saying like, it's the stupidest thing. Let's turn everybody into Bane. Nobody's going to buy this crap. And now this happened and people are like,
oh, we should buy that.
One guy said, he's like, I bought it as a, we'll see. And he's like, yeah, the difference between wearing it and not is insane. So
yeah. It's just all a conspiracy. Dyson made the forest fires so they can sell their product. You heard it here first, folks.
Daniel's figured it out. But that being said, if you are experiencing in the areas where this is happening, please take care.
Yeah.
That stuff is, it's dangerous to breathe in. If you can somehow filter it, stay inside.
Yeah.
And I'm not a religious person, but praying these things kind of wrap up soon. So festival season's coming up.
Yep. Next weekend is Jazz Fest.
Yeah, I was
actually
gonna say.
The 14th.
Yeah, because you started doing your training, Mr. Yep. Volunteer. A bunch of shows are coming up.
Yeah, Postmodern Jukebox in a week.
In a week.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's right. Jeez, I'm so excited for that show.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. If you've never seen them, I highly recommend going if there's tickets still available.
Yeah.
But lots of fantastic shows. Just go to the Jazz Fest webpage, check it out, get tickets, free shows in Old Market Square. Is that where you're going to be volunteering?
That's
again?
Where I'll be.
Slinging beers.
Yeah, we got a bigger bar in the area this year, so.
More. Security measures in
more
place?
Security measures. Two bars and a pop-up tent.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
If you want a funny story, ask Daniel about his experience at Jazz Fest. I always laugh because like people have fight or flight, right? And I'm a flighter. You dude are not a flighter. You're a fighter. When push comes to shove, this dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm safe. But no, it's a funny story. We're not gonna get into it. But it's a funny story.
Yeah.
Everybody was fine.
Everybody was fine.
Don't steal booze, folks.
No.
And then after that, I believe we got a couple of weeks, and then the Folk Fest kicks up, and then
Fringe
Festival.
Yeah.
Oy, caramba. It's going to be a busy summer.
Yep. And there's a bunch of local neighborhood festivals happening, too. I think Ellis Street Festival's happening in a few weeks. Or
there's always something. Yeah. Like, that's the thing when the summer starts. A lot of people go to the cabins.
Yeah.
But there's so much to do in the city.
And the Murder of Rex kicks off in a few weeks.
Oh, my God, that's right. Yeah. So it's going to start raining.
Yeah.
Those who don't live in Winnipeg, we have this huge Red River exhibition, which is just basically like the biggest carnival fair.
Yeah.
Rides, everything that comes to the city for a week. And 9 times out of 10.
It rains.
It rains.
Yeah.
And it rains bad. Like downpour. So... You can always, I mean, we need it. It's been humid as hell here.
Yeah.
Could use some of that downpour. So bring it on, Red River Fest.
Ba-da-da.
I'm ready. I'm ready for the rain.
Yeah.
We should go. We haven't gone in ever together.
No, because I think I don't like rides. So
I don't know.
I'd go for the food and check out the
just
exhibits.
Walking around. Yeah. Yeah, I like just walking around the Midway. Some of the games, some of the food. Checking. Yeah, there are some really cool exhibits. They do have some musicians and concerts and stuff.
Yeah.
So once you get in, your admission pays for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not. I'm like you. That's why when we first. It's funny when we first started dating.
The first thing we did, we went to the Naperville Fair.
And you went on this ride with Hunter.
Yeah.
That's when I knew you were committed. Because I was like, I'm not going on that.
I'm going to die for this girl.
He's going to die for me. It was love ever since. So, speaking of Folk Fest, which we were, you're going to get to probably see Orville Peck.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for you.
Right?
I'll be at home with a dog.
Orville Peck, Vance Joy, Amy Lou Harris.
A lot of good names.
Yeah. Fleet Foxes, I believe.
Yes, Fleet Foxes as well. tickets are going fast.
Yeah.
So if you even have a remote interest, I recommend jumping on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not selling tickets at the gate this year. I don't know if that's new this year. I think so. I think they did last year. So don't think, oh, I'm just going to go out to...
Maybe I'll go to the Folk Fest today.
Yeah, I'm just going to drive out, you know, the 45 minutes to Burt's Hill Park and go to Folk Fest. No. Get your tickets now. So,
and you need a park pass to get into Burt's Hill Park,
too. You do need a park pass as well. Yeah. I think they're like $20.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so definitely make sure you get your ducks in a row.
Yep.
And go check out Orville Peck.
Yeah.
The gay masked Canadian cowboy.
Yeah.
I love him. So we're going to play his cover of Lady Gaga's...
Born This Way.
It's so good, guys. So
it's
good.
Really good.
Mama told me when I was young, we are all born superstars. She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in the glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong in loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up and you'll go far. Listen to me when I say I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't hide yourself in regret, just love yourself and you're set. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way. Right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway kid, rejoice your truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. Different lover is not a sin. Believe capital H I L. I love my life, I love this record, and me, I'm a rebel every year. I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't hide yourself in regret, just love yourself and you're set. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. Right track, baby, I was born this way. If I wanna make it country, baby, it's okay. I was born this way. From London, Paris, Japan, back to USA. I was born on the road, I was born to be brave. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Asian, or Latinx, mate, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave. I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't hide yourself in regret, just love yourself and you're set. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Born this way, baby, I was born this way. Oh, there ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. Right track, baby, I was born this way. I was born this way, I was born this way. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. I was born this way, I was born this way. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. I was born this way. way. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way.
On my neck, you let me know I'm your number one select. I like lipstick on my neck, hands around my waist, so you know what's coming next. I wanna feel your lips on mine. I just wanna feel a little tongue. We don't have a long time. I like lipstick on my neck, leave a sticky icky in a place I won't forget. I like lipstick on my neck, baby, I'm obsessed. Give me undressed. I wanna feel your lips on mine. I just wanna feel a little time. We don't have a long time.
Grab a pen and paper. Saturday, June 10th, 1 p.m. Pembina Valley Pride March in Morden. It starts in the Morden Park.
Yep.
Try Community Pride Parade in the Paw, Manitoba. It starts Saturday, June 10th at 2 p.m. and it starts at the Legion. The Pride March in Brandon, Manitoba, Saturday, June 17th, 12:30 p.m. It starts at Brandon City Hall. And, of course, Steinbach Pride March in Steinbach. Sunday, June 25th, 1 p.m. starts at K.R. Barkman Park.
Yes.
I posted it on my Instagram at DJ Penny Lane. Go support.
Yes, go support.
If you can go to one, all, some, please do it. We're out of here.
Yep.
Enjoy your Pride Month. And here's some Sam Smith.
Yes.
Got to be first. We're having some DeLupa and Sam Smith. On Punks and Parkas.
Yep.
Only because of you, baby.
That's right.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend.
See you guys.
She got married to a boy like you. She'd kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy. You know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean. Mommy,
drop the attic, give me love, give me Fendi, my Balenciaga daddy, you gonna need to bag it up.